Alison Hernandez, Peace and Crime Commissioner, Devon Cornwall in the Isles of Scilly.
When were you first aware of Will Kerr and these allegations?
So on the 23rd of March, I was informed by the Police Service of Northern Ireland that there were criminal allegations associated with Will Kerr. And that night, I referred to the Independent Office of Police Conduct because I have a statutory responsibility to do that when those things happen. And I have no investigatory powers and I am not allowed to see any evidence in relation to allegations.
And so why has it taken this long for anything to actually happen?
In terms of the role of suspension, which is one of my powers, so I have a power to dismiss a chief constable, appoint a chief constable, and suspend a chief constable. And I took my decision to suspend based on a range of factors, but in July is when new information came to light. And once I had that information, I made a decision to suspend Will Kerr at that point.
And how can you reassure the public that everything is being done as it should be done and all the procedures are being followed?
I suppose the one thing for me is, you know, obviously there is a live investigation now in relation to what I have referred to the Independent Office of Police Conduct. I hope that's swift so it can be resolved. My view of suspension is I make no judgment as to whether I think these allegations are true or not. So I do need the investigation to take place in order to establish that. So I have been following all the things that I've got to do from a statutory perspective. And I suppose the one thing for me is, you know, it's a sad day when you have to suspend a chief constable because it's the leader of the force who I have brought in to take this force to a much better performance than where they were. And we are in a very tricky position going forward. So let's hope the investigation is swift and we can get this resolved as soon as possible with whatever happens.
Yeah, just going back to when Will Kerr was appointed, it was talked about a new chapter, a new chief, everything's going to change, and you just alluded to it there. So it must be quite disappointing for you that you're now having to go through this.
Well, I mean, I've just reported to the Police and Crime Panel today that the call answering times for our 999 line we are in the top 10. So Devon and Cornwall Police, number 10 at the moment in the league table of all forces for answering that call, and that was a priority that I gave to them to deliver. They've done that. They just have to sustain that now. And the other one was around crime, and we've just found out this month that we are the lowest crime rate area in the country. So I'd definitely say something was going in the right direction, but we just have to make sure that keep the pace going with the acting Chief Constable, Jim Colwell, and keep that pace going. There is a plan, so let's make sure, and I'll need to keep on top of that it will get delivered.